Penguin Random House Audio presents The Sixth Man, a memoir by Andre Iguodala with Carvel Wallace. Read for you by Sullivan Jones with an introduction read by Andre Iguodala.
To young fella, stay black.
Introduction.
It was the whole summer that changed me. Of course, everything changes you. But still, there are moments that do it more than others. Moments where life unfolds itself to you, peels away its layers piece by piece until you realize there is an entire universe of possibility right there staring, unblinking, back at you. That summer, that entire universe of possibility was in, of all places, Orlando, Florida. Disney World, to be precise. It was the farthest away I'd ever been from my home in Springfield, Illinois. I was about to be a senior in high school. It was 2001. The Jay-Z song Izzo, Hova, came out, and we couldn't get enough of it. Our basketball team was bumping it that whole Florida trip, and it was the first thing I'd really bonded over with the Chicago kids, the first thing that made me feel like I belonged. Compared to them, I was a hayseed, this skinny kid with big ears from Springfield, Illinois. They used to tease me. My clothes were behind, my slang was behind. Half the stuff they were talking about, I had no idea what it was. I tried to blend in, but I couldn't. It was too obvious that I was a small-town kid playing on an amateur athletic union, AAU, team with kids from the city. When you come from a town like Springfield, you just don't know how you compare to the entire world that is out there. That's the hardest part. You have no point of reference. Then all of a sudden, you find yourself on a bus in Florida on the way to a national basketball tournament.